Hi, this is Pam Brown.
I'm Ann Diver-Stamness, and this is Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50.
This week, we begin an exploration of creativity and the older brain.
Our guest today is Dr. Ocean Vartanian, who is a researcher, an adjunct professor of psychology at the University of Toronto, and an author and editor of the book Neuroscience of Creativity, published by MIT Press. It is described as a comprehensive overview of the latest neuroscientific approaches to the scientific study of creativity. Welcome to the program, Ocean.
Thank you very much for having me.
We're so happy to have you. How do you define the neuroscience of creativity in terms a layperson could understand?
Well, the neuroscience of creativity basically underlies our search to understand how the brain contributes to the generation of new ideas that are useful in some domain. The actual dynamics of the brain in terms of how it actually comes up with creative ideas have been shown to be quite complicated. This field is probably about 15 to 20 years old, really, since the advent of modern neuroimaging techniques. And I think a lot of the early work in this area was geared towards finding some kind of a small system or even possibly a small number of areas that would underlie the generation of originality in the brain. But now we've come to realize that it's really about these large-scale networks in the brain that are interacting that lead to the emergence of new ideas. So it's really gone from what used to be mostly brain mapping, which was looking for individual regions of the brain, to a much more interactive view of what the brain is actually doing.
How did you define creativity?
The general consensus now is that creativity involves the generation of something that's both novel and useful, given the context that one is referring to. Of course, people have expressed various kinds of concerns with this definition because it tends to work a lot better for definitions of creativity in science than it would do, for example, in artistic creativity. Typically, artists tend not to think of their work as necessarily useful in a particular way. It's more that it involves certain kinds of expressive qualities. The general consensus, I think, for people now is that that's both novel and useful, given the domain it's considered to be creative.
We were wondering how aging might impact people's engagement in creativity.
So we know, for example, that aging has different kinds of impacts on both cognition and the brain. So, for example, we know that one thing that happens as a function of aging is that people tend to become more distractible. So when you're younger, you are better able focusing on the task at hand, and you're better at inhibiting things that are sort of irrelevant to what you're working on at that particular point in time. But as you age, this ability becomes weaker and you become more distractible. But interestingly, this may have some beneficial effects for creativity. For example, there have been studies that have shown that when people are older, they're more distractible, but the things that they're distracted by can then in turn help them to solve various kinds of problems. And some ways ties in very nicely with some of our definitions of creativity, because what creativity has been associated with, even in young adults, is sometimes referred to as disinhibition, which is lack of inhibition. So if you're overtly focused on a task at hand, it's probably very difficult for you to notice kind of unusual things that could be used to come up with creative ideas regarding that particular problem. But if you are a little bit less inhibited, then you might be more susceptible to what I refer to as intrusions, you know, information that may not necessarily seem relevant, but could in fact offer some kind of a clue for solution. And we find that in older people, yes, it's true that they're distracted more, but they're also better able to use that distracting information for solving problems. So it's a double-edged sword.
There's some research that suggests that older adults can experience a second resurgence of creativity after 60. What are your thoughts on a second peak of creative endeavor?
I've heard some ideas about that second peak, and I think the second peak could be some combination of different things. For example, it could be a combination of diminishing inhibition and increase in distractibility combined with changes in the structure of the frontal lobes. But of course, another thing that we also know is happening when people are aging is that they also have a greater repository of knowledge to draw from. So in psychology, we distinguish between typically two different kinds of intelligence. So one kind of intelligence is referred to as crystallized IQ, so crystallized knowledge. So this is basically the storehouse of knowledge that you have. And there's been lots and lots of really good work on this showing that in the span of lifetime, your crystallized IQ increases because you have more experiences, you learn more, and of course your knowledge base becomes bigger. The other aspect of intelligence is what's referred to typically as fluid intelligence. So fluid intelligence is not so much what you know, but how well you're able to solve novel problems based on what you know. And we find that fluid intelligence tends to peak earlier in life, whereas crystallized intelligence tends to increase over one's lifespan. So it could very well be that a person who is older, because they have access to a much bigger knowledge base, they can draw on that to, for example, first and foremost, find good creative problems to work on. And also if they come up, you know, and have some kind of a stumbling block and a problem that needs a solution of some sort, they have a bigger knowledge base to draw from. So the second peak could be a result of this factors kind of coalescing at the same time at a later date in life.
It seems like a substantial number of artists, musicians, and writers do remain active throughout their lives. How is it that those people are able to continue their creative output through their 70s, 80s, and 90s?
In my opinion, this probably has something to do with motivation. So people typically distinguish between two different kinds of motivation. So intrinsic motivation is a kind of motivation that draws you to work on things that you find inherently satisfying. And intrinsic motivation is the kind of motivation that comes about because somebody is externally rewarding you for that behavior. So there's lots and lots of research to show that it is particularly intrinsic motivation that determines creativity. So creative people, as you know, they work a huge number of hours, they get very obsessive about the problems that they work on. And of course, there's a very close correlation between the amount of time that you spend working on problems and how likely you are to come up with creative solutions to those problems. So I think that what really drives creative people, both in early stages of their lives and in older age, is this intrinsic motivation, this inherent interest to continue working on things that one finds inherently satisfying. And motivation can be a huge factor in creativity, both early and later in life.
Dr. Ocean Vartanian, I want to thank you so much for taking the time today to talk with us. This has been so informative.
You're most welcome. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
That's all the time we have for today's show. Annie is our editor and engineer.
Tune in next Thursday to Chronologically Gifted, Conversations on Life After 50. For more information, past shows, and the links to our podcasts, email, and Facebook group, go to chronologicallygifted.org.
I'm Pam.
And I'm Annie. Thanks so much for listening.
We'll be here next week and hope you will be too.